This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tomorrow night, Tuesday the 28th, not long after 9 o'clock East Coast time, President Obama will say something like this. The state of our union, he will say, is strong. There will be policy prescriptions and shout-outs to people in the hall. A lot of talk this year about what a president can do without Congress having to approve. He's also expected, Mr. Obama is, to announce a new plan aimed at helping the long-term unemployed, Americans who've been out of work 6 months or more. The president wants companies to promise they won't discriminate against the long-term unemployed when they're hiring. AT&T, Xerox, and Lockheed Martin are among the big names that have said to be signed on already. But really, how much good is a corporate promise when jobs are on the line? Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
Robin Swirling lost her job in July of 2012.
I started looking and working my connections the day I got laid off.
It took her a year to find a new one. Sometimes she could feel this creeping sense of doubt from potential employers.
When you've been looking for a while and you've been interviewing places and you've gotten several interviews, it certainly starts to make people wonder why you haven't gotten picked up by somebody.
Robin thinks the bias may have been unconscious, maybe even understandable, but it was there. David DeSalvo, a science and technology writer for Forbes, says when a hiring manager is conducting an interview, they're also acting as a risk assessor. Applicants who have been out of work for a long time set off alarms. What goes through the hiring manager's head is something like this.
Well, when this person comes on board, we're going to have to invest X amount of money, time, resources to ramp them up to the job.
And this.
People, when they're out of work for a while, fall into patterns of behavior that are not conducive to a hard working style. You know, they're not used to getting up and having to get in a car and drive to the office, you know, deal with the commute.
DeSalvo says that if President Obama's initiative is to work, hiring managers will have to let go of those biases. Robin Swirling says employers should consider this. If someone lands a job after 6 months, a year, 2 years of looking, they're probably going to work really, really hard. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.